Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Oz Mate. It's Matty Garwood, and it's going to be an absolutely massive 2024 Husky. They've got a brand new single, Light a Cigarette. It is off their forthcoming album due for August the 7th, Stardust Blues, and I'm catching up with Husky tonight. Thanks for coming on, Oz Mate.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We're loving this brand new one. I'm loving the sound of it as well, helping a lot of people get through their ISO with new music. How are you finding everything that's going on at the moment, mate?
I'm okay. Obviously, things are pretty locked down and things are a bit troubling here in Melbourne at the moment, but personally I'm okay. I'm kind of locked down in my apartment. I'm pretty close to the beach, so I go down, run on the beach every day, and I'm doing lots of songwriting and I'm getting by fine.
Yeah, and using this time to be a bit creative, mate, how are you finding the writing process? Is it coming a little bit more fluidly than it would normally be?
I'm finding it to be actually quite conducive for writing. In some ways it's not that different to how things are normally for me. You know, I spend a lot of time in my little room writing and recording demos and bits and pieces. And the beauty of songwriting is that no matter what's going on in the world or where I am, I've always got that internal adventure, I guess, that I can kind of go on. And the truth is it keeps me sane.
Yeah.
It's a way to express yourself and communicate, but it's also, like any kind of art, a way to process things and sort through the different things that are going on in your head and in the world. And not all of that necessarily should make it out into the world for people to hear, but the good parts can, and the rest is kind of good therapy.
And finding ourselves with some fresh stuff from Husky with Light a Cigarette, how did the inspiration for this one come about?
This was written before the world changed.
Yeah, of course.
So it's a song off our upcoming record that's coming out in August. It started out, like all our other songs, as an instrumental, and then I took it along with a bunch of other instrumentals we wrote together. They had distinct moods. They weren't blank canvases, and they each in their way told a kind of story, and I just tried to feel for what that story was and let that feeling transform into lyrics and melodies. And the songs all ended up being part of this greater narrative that runs through the album. And this particular song, Light a Cigarette, is just a series of vignettes. This character who moves through the album, he's moving through a city over a 24-hour period and has all sorts of experiences and meets all sorts of people, and Light a Cigarette is a chapter in that.
And with this one coming out, as you mentioned, with your new album in August, it's going to be the fourth album from the band. Can we expect it to be very similar to what's come before it?
Look, I think there are some elements that are the same. It's a Husky record, and I think, you know, our fans will certainly recognize those familiar elements that, you know, come with the band. But I also think it's quite different. I think the songs are more unusual in structure, perhaps, than the last record. So they don't really follow the traditional verse-chorus-bridge arrangement so much. Like I said, it's a bit of a concept album, which we haven't really done to this extent before. And I think there's maybe a sort of psychedelic element that is a little bit new for us. You know, we've always loved 70s psych rock and folk, but we've been listening to some more contemporary artists who have a very kind of strong psych flavour, like Michael Rolls and Fox Warren and Big Thief, and I think that's found its way into our sound. And we did a lot of experimenting with electric guitar sounds in the studio, pedals and delays and overdrives, and so I think that gives it a new kind of psychedelic flavour that perhaps fans will find a bit unfamiliar.
Cool. But again, still having the same undertones that they would love from Husky anyway.
For sure. Yeah. You know, that just comes with personnel is mostly the same. I'm singing, and Gideon's got a very distinctive style of playing the keys, and Jules too, who plays bass. It's still coming from the same world and the same kind of spirit.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, we're loving it. We think it's a great track, and we're going to play it right now with Light a Cigarette. Husky, thanks so much for joining us here on Oz Made.
Thanks so much for having me. Hey, this is Husky, and you're listening to Oz Made. And this is our track, Light a Cigarette.